One, two, three, hop. See me dance the polka. Once upon a time, there was an old woman in splitting black satin, pounding away at an upright piano, in a room over a haberdasher's shop in Clapham High Street. And her daughter, in a pink tutu and wrinkled tights, slapped at your ankles with a cane if you didn't pick up your feet high enough. Once a week, every Saturday morning, Grandma Chance would wash us, brush us, and do up our hair in sausage curls. We had long brown stockings strung up to our liberty bodices by suspenders. Grandma Chance would take firm hold of one hand of each of us. Then, ho, off for the dancing class, off we trot to catch the tram. We always took the tram from Brixton to Clapham High Street. The stately progress of the tram, occupying by right of bulk and majesty the centre of the road, not veering to the left nor right upon its way, but sometimes swaying every now and then with a sickening lurch, like Grandma coming home from the pub. One, two, three, hop. Big mirrors blooming like plums with dust along the walls. I can see us now in our vests and knickers and our little pink dancing slippers, dipping a curtsy to our reflections. Grandma sat by the door with her bag in her lap, squinting at us between the spots in her veil. She looked grieving, as if she was scared we might sprain ourselves. But this was because she was sucking on a Fox's Glacier Mint. Everything smelled of sweat and gas fire. The old woman thumped the piano, and Miss Worthington in her droopy tutu showed us how to fouetter. Poor thing, 60 if she was a day. One, two, three, hop.